This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Three things happened last night that are going to segue into what I want to start the show with. And this is open for everyone, not just pirate hardcore diehards who are watching games, because I don't expect everybody to be watching games right now with the way they're playing. Three things. You had the fam drop ball. You had Hayes not hustle to first. If he runs, he's safe. Instead, Francona challenges it. He's out. Instead, the guy stopped running. He's making $70 million. I don't want to hear about bad back. When your team can't scratch out runs, if his back's that bad, get him out of the lineup. If he can't run hard to first base on an infield play. And then David Bednar, Pittsburgh's favorite son, gives up two runs and he's smiling as he comes off the mound.
Because he didn't like, give up just, three?
Yeah. Like everything's just so amazing right now and so fun and so perfect that he's smiling after he gets his head caved in again. And I'm driving in to do the sports call last night with Richie, and I hear Chuck. I hear Chuck in Uniontown lead off the postgame show.
Caller emeritus.
Yep, and it just occurred to me, and here's just a quick clip of Chuck last night. I saved this.
Shame, shame, shame. That's Nunning's first word in his book of obscenities. Championship team. Terrible.
I feel for guys like him.
I was going to say, I hear that call, and Chuck has often uncorked some very funny ones, you know, managerial error number 5,624 or whatever for Shelton. But man, like, Chuck's older than us. It's been a while since Chuck saw a team that won big.
At least he did get to see it
happen,
though.
He got to see it, but like, he lives and dies with this team. He watches or listens or both to every game. He's a loyal caller. Like, he deserves better. I don't think that's like a hokey thing to say. A guy like Chuck deserves better by the franchise he's chosen to invest his time and his emotional energy into. There are a lot of people like Chuck out there who deserve better and aren't getting it.
I'm just watching them put out another game that is laughingstock material, and I think about people like that. And I heard not just Chuck, but the postgame show, again, was jam-packed with people that want to express their disdain for how... I won't say the mighty have fallen is not the right term because they were mighty in the 70s. It's been 50 years. Just how inconceivable it really is that a franchise can be as consistently bad as the Pirates.
And bad in like multiple, almost unfathomable ways. They do bad social
media posts.
Inventing
ways to lose.
They invent ways to lose. I was going to laugh and point out Joe Block pointing out Solak running hard. And say, let's have a moratorium on that. But the Hayes play makes me reconsider.
PR, just L's left and right.
Are they going to put Tommy Pham in the lineup again tonight? After he, because you know what would have been a truly poetic end? He biffs that ball. They lose 2-1. It almost was better that the game got away from them in the last couple of innings and it became a semi-rout. Because that would have been another way. The guy that no one wants in the lineup that you paid too much money to that is supposed to be a veteran leader, except he's getting suspended for making masturbatory motions at a fan.
Good word.
Is dropping a baseball for like how many times has he done that now in the
last
week?
Twice in less than a week. In Philadelphia Friday and again last night.
That would have been another level of embarrassment. It's almost for the best that they gave up a bunch of extra runs. It's just they find so many different ways to be inept, and they I just can't get away too from the fact that at the very top, the person who puts all of this together feels he has put things in the right place, given them what they need, and now they just need to perform. It's just wild to consider on a day-in, day-out basis.
We hear from people all the time that tell us why they haven't watched a game in a long time or gone to a game in a long time. Those people seem to be most willing to call in and bitch more and complain. People like to call, make phone calls to complain about things, whether that's customer service, whether that's something, you know, a bill. I mean, that's typically the way it goes. You don't get phone calls telling you how good you're doing. It's more, let me tell you what you're effing up. And so we get that all the time. People using us as the messenger here, as the soundboard, to say, I haven't been to a Pirates game since X, Y, or Z, or I haven't bought a ticket since X, Y, Z happened. Mm-hmm. How about the Chucks out there who still care? What causes these people to keep coming back? Are they just gluttons for punishment? Something happened to them, it had to be, at a young age when the Pirates, I guess, conceivably were good, that hooked them for life. And it's like a narcotic. They can't quit.
Is it just part of is it a seasonal part of life? Hey, weather's warm, baseball's here. It's just something that is part of the routine that I like,
but
I crave.
But that to me is like that's like a more casual relationship with baseball. That I think you can turn on and off. It's nice, I'm outside, I'll put the game on. I'm not really going to be moved one way or the other if they win or they lose. It's just like a soundtrack to the summer. It's just background noise. It's elevator music.
Okay, then I have the other theory here.
The Chuck in Uniontowns who, like, you hear the... I'm not saying that Chuck is actually depressed, but you hear the baseball depression in his voice when he calls in.
Yeah, no question about
like,
that.
I put myself through this for 2.5 hours every day for 6 months, 162 games. And this year it's looking like after 100 of these games, this is how I'm going to sound, because they invent new ways to break my heart over and over and over again. And that's the fascinating element to me, is like those people who still care to that degree.
I'm going to come back the next day, and even if I know you're going to break my heart again, it's 100
heartbreaks. I know you don't. I mean, you do follow because you have to, because it's our responsibility. It's our job. This is the life we've chosen.
But my love for the sport has diminished.
Like, if you
markedly.
Were, if somehow you got hired away and you're working for the USGA or the PGA or a golf course.
Yeah.
You're not following the Pirates on a day-to-day basis unless they're good.
I wouldn't.
You're watching the Skeens games, maybe.
I'd peek in to see, and if I, like, say I looked up 3 weeks into the season and they were 17-8, I'd be like, okay, I'm checking, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, 15-8, I'd be like, I'm checking in on this for
I mean,
the time
their
being.
Television ratings are still relatively good given their record, and we know from attendance they still have, like, roughly, I don't know, 7,000 to 8,000 season ticket holders? That's still a lot of people that purchased 162 game packages from this team, Chris.
I just think there are two theories as to how that could be. For older fans, Chuck's age and up, I think when they were coming up as kids, even though that was the 70s Steelers, if you're a little older where you were like 10 or 11 when the Pirates won in 71, like so you're born in 1960, let's say, that was when baseball was still like way bigger than football, and I think that gets hardwired in. Then I think there are people who have parents who are of that age and have a ton of good memories. Maybe they were born in the 70s. And they have memories of going to watch really good Pirates teams, and then they buy the tickets too, or they care, just to explain like the general affinity they still have. It's a tie back to their parents who might be gone now. It's a tie back to earlier life, and it's something that, again, gets kind of baked into you. And even if you're going to be unhappy about it more often than not, there's still a fundamental joy at the bottom. But man, it's getting hard to see any of that joy. It's been obscured by loads and loads of you know what.
Sports are supposed to be entertainment, they're supposed to be fun. When your team loses as often as the Pirates do, and it happens in the manner in which it does, where the team didn't do much in the offseason, they've made a litany of public relations miscues and They've alienated and annoyed fans that way. The product is bad. Like, I'm telling you, man, I'm hearing that post game last night, and there's like Charlie's in here saying they could have taken calls for 3 hours.
Like, part of it's the Skeens effect. Him being here and him being on this team, I know he didn't pitch last night. That part of it, though, is the Skeens effect, and to a smaller, much smaller extent, the way in which they're losing, where they're so inept offensively, where they're scoring one run or two runs most of the time, and then Joe Block saying they brought the lumber tonight on a game where they score four. That is why. Those two factors are why people are still lined up for 3 hours deep, in Charlie's words. Because it's like a novel way right now to be this bad.
Donnie, I mean, I empathize with the Chuck and Uniontowns of the world. The people whose, like, life, their existence is so tied into what the Pirates do. And you've hosted the show on Saturday, and you've hosted postgame shows. There's actually a shocking amount of people who are like that.
I want the Pirates to be good more for Chuck than myself. More for anybody. Because you can just feel every time Chuck calls, and he's a realistic caller. He is not somebody who every year...
Oh, he ain't drinking company punch or Kool-Aid.
No, he's not somebody who every year is Hope Springs Eternal. Like, I think no matter how little the front office did to make the team better, they're going to look good this year. He's not one of those people, because I still remember our first call the week before the season, and he went on and on about they did not do enough.
They blew it.
And it will show very quickly that they did not do enough. They have blown the first offseason with Paul Skeens. And the poor guy, every single game.
He's always there. He's like the postman.
Yes.
Like, rain, sleet, snow, he don't care. They could lose 10-1. They could make all kinds of mistakes and beat themselves like they did in the game last night. And he's still right there.
Up. He's showing up for them way more than they're
still
showing
posting
up for him.
I picture him at home on the edge of his seat, watching every single pitch, every single play.
Thinking about what he's going to say to Dan or whoever's doing post game, like thinking about a call he's going to make.
And I feel like more and more people are getting away from that because it's just not worth it. Like, I mean, I think myself, I can let myself into, you know, I used to be a kid that would not want to miss a game, whether I'm, you know, on the couch at home watching with my dad as a kid, or I'm with my buddies in college, or even, you know, early into the adult years. I never wanted to miss a game. It is becoming a chore to watch this team play every night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.